Today is Monday, the 29th of April, 2024. We are thankful that you joined us this morning. Our Minute with the Masters from a very familiar scripture, John 10 and 10. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. This morning's scripture is a reminder directly from Jesus that we are to protect our joy at all costs. The devil comes into our day to steal our joy, to kill our hope, and to destroy our faith. He knows he cannot get to our souls. He cannot take our salvation. So his job is to make our lives appear to those who are unsaved as being lives of misery and lives of strife, with no joy in our spirits, with no hope in our minds, and with no faith in our souls. We are helpless, and our witness is a negative one to the onlookers in the world. That a negative witness will have no influence on changing the lives of the unsaved, and it will have a negative influence that will yield no fruit. So many times, we get caught up in our daily routine of life. So many times we begin to live as if God does not have the power to handle our problems. Realize today that Jesus does not want us to be burdened by our day-to-day routine. He does not want us to wander aimlessly trying to figure out what needs to get done. He does not want us to burn cycles trying to determine what to do about the crisis of the moment, or to ponder how we are to complete everything we think we must accomplish today. Instead, Jesus wants us to calmly proceed throughout the day, depending on him for every task and seeking his guidance at every crossroad. The reminder for you today is this: intentionally make Jesus number one in your day, number one in your thoughts, and number one in your actions. How do you put him first and keep him first throughout your day? Keep in mind that the enemy is always busy. Expect him to be creative in the way he infiltrates your space. Be on guard for his attempts to use those around you to accomplish his purpose, and look to him to subtly work to disrupt your peace. Be ready when he shows up. How do you get ready? Resist him with the word of God and cancel his influence by speaking the word against his schemes. Keep in mind that a life of abundance is not a life filled with your heart's desires. It is not a life that's filled with creature comforts and things, and it is not a life where everything is in order. Abundant living is living each day filled with peace and going about your day overflowing with gratitude in the midst of messy circumstances. Today, refresh your spirit with a promise from God. Rejuvenate your soul with your favorite scripture. Take life one day at a time and live in the moment, knowing that Jesus is in the moment with you. Our prayer team this morning is Elder Timms and Sister Cece. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sister Cece.
Good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Mary McKentley, we keep her in prayer to be covered by the compassion of God as she continues to mourn the loss of her son, Matthew, and now the loss of her youngest brother, Daniel Ricks. Tiffany, she has been diagnosed with lupus. We pray for the Lord to lead her in all upcoming decisions and supply her needs. Sarah's son, Michael, his wife presented him with divorce papers. We ask God to endow him with his guidance and on his next steps, give him strength to uphold him and keep him steady. Those who need their faith replenished, we pray your faith is made strong as you stand in belief for provision and deliverance. Senior adults, we pray for their thinking to remain sharp their senses to continue to function as God created them, and for God to grant them opportunities to share their wisdom with the generation coming behind them. Unsettled adults, we pray for self-restraint and godly direction. Those with doctor appointments and chemo and radiation sessions this week, we pray for all to be well and for your health to be sustained by the hand of God. All those on the call this morning, we pray for obstacles to dissolve, for today to usher in a fresh outlook, and for God to show his hand in your home and work environment. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of theirs from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and all war-torn regions. And we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. Be blessed today. Thank you.
For the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Give us this day our daily bread. For you came that we might have life, and that more abundant. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, because he's good, he's gracious, he's mighty. Give thanks to him for everything that he has done and what he will do. We praise you this morning, for the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. There's no God like our God. Can nobody do what our God can do? We thank you this morning, Father, for forgiving us for our sins and our shortcomings, those things that we've done, we said, that was not pleasing in your sight, those thoughts that was not good. God, wash our mind, creating us a clean heart, and renewing us a right spirit. Oh God, make our heart a heart of flesh, that it be pliable in your hand, that you can squeeze it. Oh God, that you came, Father, you came for us, and you came for Mary. You came for Mary, God. You are the one that can comfort us like nobody else can. There is no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So hold Mary, in the cradle of your arms, oh God, as she mourned the loss of her son, that her ashes would turn to joy. As she mourned the loss of her brother, oh God, only you can fill that void. Oh God, so we pray that Mary press into you. Press into you. And Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Father, for your healing power. Every stripe that you took, every embarrassment that was made, every hair that was plucked out of your beard, oh God, when it puts a thorn on your head, every pain that you went through, it was for us. Thank you, God, because those stripes was for our healing. Those stripes was for our salvation. God, and when you got to the cross, you said it is finished. Healing is the children's bread. So we pray this morning that we hold on to what you said. It is even fixed.
for eternity. And we thank you for it. Every patient that's going through chemo, every appointment that's been made, every news that we would get, we know, Father, that you are the great healer. When we pray for it this morning, we give you glory this morning, no matter what. Let your will be done, no matter what healing is the children's bread. And Father, you can comfort this, comfort Michael as he goes through divorce. It is you who said that man and woman should come together as one. You don't like divorces, but in the midst of it, God, give him peace and give him strength. He give us our faith that it don't fail us. Yes, Lord, help us to be strong, strength for today and joy for tomorrow. Keep us, God, keep us. Help us to get up out of our beds, put our feet on the ground, and tell you to, this is the day that you made, and I've made a decision to rejoice. Call yourself in strength, because trouble is coming, and trouble will knock on your door. You will face trials, and you will face trials in the face of the enemy. But one thing for sure, that you don't face it alone. Gird up. Gird up your loins. Get suited up with the armor of God. Tell the enemy to get under your feet. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes for every fruit that has been developed in your life. He comes for your peace. He comes for your joy. I'm a living witness. He'll come for it, because he the one that did not give it to you. And everything that God has given you, the devil want to take it away, that you won't believe that God is God. But you got to know how to talk to him. We declare this morning, Satan, get up on our feet. The Lord thy God rebukes you. The fruits of the Spirit will be evident in our life. And we have gifts that have came down, and the angels placed them in our hearts. The gifts of prophesying yourself. Tell yourself, I will have faith today. Tell yourself, I will have peace. I will have joy. And everything that came from my Lord is blessed, is saved, is delivered. I have peace today. Tell your mind to shut up. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. We thank you for them that are losing the peace. Go to sleep at night. Tell your mind to be settled, renewed by the grace of God. I thank you for grace. Thank you for grace, because grace says that we can't do it, but God can. Thank you, Father, for everyone that's on the call. Give them what they need to keep on running and keep on trying and keep on knocking and keep on seeking. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and your kindness and your mercy. Thank you for our children and our children's children from the next generation. We denounce every generational curse, every generational curse that's been filtered down through the bloodline of our forefathers. Every curse of drunkenness and all crazy living and drugs and fornication and, oh my God, all manner of evilness. We denounce it by the blood of Jesus, that because we are blood washed, everything that's from us will be blood washed. Put a haven over our children as they go to school in the schoolhouses. Oh God, put a haven over us in our workplace. Thank you, God, for your goodness and kindness that all of our children and our grandchildren, 3 more weeks are left in school, that they are finished strong. Yes, God, and we pray for teachers. Our God, that are tired at this moment, we pray that the joy of the Lord will be their strength, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, God. We pray that our schools are bulletproof. Thank you, Lord. And we put on your armor this morning, because the devil is coming for us. But God, I thank you that we can stand and therefore stand. We praise you this morning and we glorify you. In Jesus' name, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank God and amen.
Thank God and thank you, Elder Timms. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our time together on this Monday morning. Goodbye.